A movie premiering this weekend at the Woodstock Film Festival focuses on topics society grapples with daily: addiction and mental health. The story of Inez and Doug and Kira is set in motion after Inez, a brilliant yet unstable recovering addict, commits suicide and leaves no note. Inez leaves her sister and fiancé with a mound of unanswered questions. It's writer-director Julia Kotz's first feature-length film and tackles mental health, addiction, and love. She talks about the film's inspiration.
I have a very close friend who is bipolar. None of these things, I mean, she's alive still, thankfully, but it was partially inspired by her story and partially inspired by certain instances in my life and the lives of my friends.
Kotz says she's been interested in exploring mental illness and suicide in film for many years, especially the ripple effects of these two issues on family, friends, and the community at large.
As I was talking about this film and trying to find backers to finance it, all these people came forward with their own stories to me. They said, you know, my brother, and then they tell me the story about their brother. So I realized right away, actually, that it is something that will resonate.
Her background is in dark comedy.
This script was written to be shot on a very, very tiny budget, and I realized that I can't be funny on such a small budget because the scenes have to be much longer, and the locations, we have fewer of them. We can't move around too much.
And that tiny budget resulted in 13 of the 16 shoot days being filmed in investors' houses in New York City and Greenwich, Connecticut. Actor Michael Chernus is perhaps best known of late for playing Piper's brother, Cal Chapman, on the Netflix breakout hit series Orange is the New Black. His film credits are numerous. Chernus, a Hudson Valley resident, speaks about Inez and Doug and Kira.
I want people to just be able to walk away from it recognizing, sort of a universal human emotion or experience that they've felt in their life. You know, whether or not they know someone who struggles with addiction or mental illness, just that we've all felt loss, we've all felt betrayal, we've all been through, a great love. And I think there's something in the simplicity of this little film about three people. There's actually something quite universal about it.
He says the writing drew him to the role, and he came away from the film with a new understanding.
We're already loaded up with all kinds of biases and subconscious, opinions about someone who is an alcoholic or who's a drug addict. I think working on this film really helped me, step into someone else's shoes and see it from their perspective, and it really grew my empathy muscle. The things that make people turn to drugs or pick up the bottle, that's a very private decision and relationship between that person and that substance that, we can't judge from the outside and can't understand. And my character actually meets Inez in an AA meeting. And so I'm struggling with sobriety as well and taking it one day at a time. And, that struggle is very real. And even if you've been sober for a long time, you're constantly making that decision to stay sober. And, we live in a chaotic world, and it's very tempting to reach for that thing that feels like it could offer you some relief, but actually just send your life into more chaos.
As for what he is working on next...
I'm shooting a new show in New York at Kaufman Astoria Studios in Queens for CBS. It's called Tommy. It's about the first female chief of police of the city of Los Angeles, which has actually never happened. It's a fiction thus far, but Edie Falco plays that character. And I've actually been joking on the topic of New York film production that it may be the first time that a TV show is ever shot in New York that's supposed to take place in Los Angeles. I think the opposite happens all the time, where shows that are supposed to be in New York are shot on a soundstage in L.A. But this is a show that's all about the LAPD, but we're making it in New York.
Meantime, Chernus says having a film in the 20th anniversary Woodstock Film Festival is meaningful.
I've paid attention to and watched the Woodstock Film Festival from afar and seen it grow and seen it grow in national attention. And it's so exciting to me as a New Yorker. I moved to the state of New York in 1995. I now split my time between Brooklyn and Putnam County, Upper Westchester. My wife runs a nonprofit in Brewster, New York. And I think, you know, there's a lot of film and TV being made in New York right now. And I think having a great film festival like the Woodstock Film Festival that's not in the city, that's not the Tribeca Film Festival, but, you know, is, you know, what we call upstate, I think it's just so exciting. There's such a rich history of the arts in Woodstock and in that area that I'm really honored that this film is being premiered at the 20th anniversary, and I hope we have, you know, at least 20 more years.
That nonprofit in Brewster is Space on Ryder Farm. It's an artist residency program and one of the oldest family organic farms on the East Coast. Again, Kotz.
And I actually did have a film, a short film that I directed called Nothing Happened that played there 10 years ago. So it's super exciting for me to be premiering my very first feature 10 years later at the same festival.
The 20th Woodstock Film Festival runs from October 2nd through 6th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.